Hi, good morning. Well, actually, it's morning and afternoon in a lot of places. Hi, it's Marcia Cook. A good story is a good story, and we have a great show today. We have lots of guests on, and we have this is the first time we're ever doing this book bonanza, and it should be really fun. We have great. We have three great authors. Well, we have more than that because actually Bennett is an author too. So I'm going to talk about Riazan Ree McGehee, G. A. Hauser, and Stormy Gorin, and Bennett Pomeranz is also joining us on the show, and we are today going to be talking about romance, which, as everybody knows, that I have been loving having all these romance writers on my show. This is my fourth show this week, so, you know, I just have been doing a lot of different shows, but one of the things about the romance writers is I don't know if people really realize is how they promote themselves, and that's why I wanted to do this show, because I am learning a lot from them. They promote great. And they're out there, and they just keep working, and they don't stop, and they keep writing, which, as people know, that I am an agent, and I'm from Michigan Avenue Media in Chicago, and I write. I'm in scripts, and I like people to write. And these romance writers, they write, and they keep writing, and that's always been my message. And today we're going to be talking to all three of them, and Bennett will be helping with asking some of the questions, because he does ask great questions. We've had him on many shows before, and he will talk about himself for a few minutes also. I just wanted to make a couple announcements that Michigan Avenue Media, I had mentioned before, is doing reviews now, and one of the reviewers is Sass Ash, and she will be reviewing romance books also, and self-published and published, and at Michigan Avenue Media, we're not fussy. We will take everybody, because we're not just saying, we're not going to say we're not going to take one type of genre. We're taking every type of genre, and we are reading them. And also, what I have decided is for Marcus Bryan, which is my other company, which is a WGA signatory, we are going to be taking romance books, and I'm going to try to take them to the production companies and see if we can get some movies done, because a lot of these books are great, and I think people believe in romance. And whether it's exotic or sexy, whatever type it is, romance is still in the air always. And that's one of the other reasons I did the show, because there's always romance. That never goes out of style. And we're going to have so I am going to try to do this, and people could send me their romance books. If they go to www, Michigan Avenue Media, my address is there. They could send it to the office, and we will be reading a lot of romance books, and we will be reviewing them. And Sass Ash is separate. She's SA Writing Services, and she's also been on my show, and she has lots of different author promotion packages, and we will be previewing some of that on my other shows. And I think right now, I should just say I am with the World of Ink Network, and Virginia Grenier and I have decided to do all different kinds of shows, and we've had some really great shows, and this is going to be one of them. And I will let everybody talk about themselves for a while, because I think that's always better, so I don't miss anything. And I think we're going to just say hello to everybody first, and then we'll... Hi, Stormy. Hi, Ree.
Hello.
Hi, G.A. Hauser.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, and hi, Bennett.
Hi, dear.
And, okay, we will start with Stormy. You can talk a little bit about yourself. I know. We'll get it over with for you, and then you're done. That's it, okay?
Let's see. I've been writing for about 2.5 years now, professionally. I've been writing for a lot longer than that, for my own personal pleasure, I think. Never really believed anybody be interested in the crazy stuff that goes on in my head.
Well, they are. They are interested.
Apparently. I've just released my 61st book, and I've got a lot more coming out. And
that's great. 61 books, is that what you said?
Yeah. 61, yeah.
61.
In 2 years.
Incredible.
Wow.
My Eternal Love was released at Noble Publishing on the 2nd of this month. It's the third book in my Dark Court series. And then I have lots and lots of ideas to keep me going, hopefully for many years
to
come.
You also didn't say one thing that we just said. Okay, I'm going to say it for you. You are the top writer in Noble, right, Ree? Was that true?
She is
yes,
the number one, according to Jill Noble, she is the
That's
number
right.
one seller at Noble Romance Publishing.
Just so they know that, who you are. Okay.
I'm
right,
not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
All right, go ahead.
I have a very long list of very faithful fans who are very good to me.
Great. Now, that's good. That's a really important, because without them, you know, we all need fans, and you've got them. I know that. Is there anything else you want to talk about, or you want to just...
No, I'll pass on the buck to somebody else.
Okay. I thought you were going to say it. All right, G.A. Hauser, go ahead. Now, you were on before. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Now, your turn.
Well, I actually, Stormy could have just said the entire thing and put my name on it. I'm doing exactly what she's doing at the moment.
And that's great. I know. Yeah, because you've been on before. And, you know, the thing is, when I say write, all of you are writing.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest thing.
Stormy and I are running neck and neck with the book count. I think I've got a couple
really?
More than you, but pretty close.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm
and how
the
many
same
years
as her. I've
writing?
Got tons of ideas in my head trying to get it all on paper. And sometimes there's not enough hours in the day, and I know Stormy knows that as well.
I do, too. I think we all do. I think every one of us here is up all 24 hours. And, you know, people don't realize how many hours we're all up, but we are. You know, you have to. I mean, there just seems to be so many things to do because you also have to promote your books also. So, and what's your last and latest book? What's your website, too? I forgot to get Stormy's. I wanted you guys to say that first. Okay, what's your website?
Is it mine or Stormy's?
Hauser. First we'll do
okay, it. It's www.authorgahauser.com, and it's just .com.
Okay. And Stormy, you want to say your email? I mean, your website? You have a few websites.
www.stormyglenn.com.
Okay, and then we're going to just talk to Bennett for a minute, and then I'm going to let Ree take over on her book, Bonanza, here.
Well, let's see now. I have a book which I'm involved with called Loving Hearts Live Forever. I'm a critic on Amazon.com. I also write for Affair Decor. I have my weekly Audio World and Piece of the Page columns and my op-ed column, To Be Your What, and I also write for Night Owl Reviews, my Piece of My Mind column, which next month we'll be doing When Do You Consider Yourself a Writer?
Well, which I have not done yet, which I have not written anything on, and I know you're
50 lashes with a wet noodle.
You know what? Because I've been doing, well, as you know, I've been doing all these shows. And
I know.
Bennett is a frequent visitor on our shows, and we love it because he brings a little spice to it where we, well, actually, today we don't need, we have a lot of spice on today. Okay, and Ree, all right, your turn. Now, it is Book Bonanza Day, and so tell everybody about yourself and why we're doing this now, because this is so much fun.
I'm Ree McGahey, and my website is www.reemcgaha.com. Ree McGahey, exactly spelled the way it sounds, for most people anyway.
Right, I got it today, I think. I actually
you did. You came really close today.
Really close today. So just saying Ree. It's like, okay.
And I have a new book out today called Kaylin. It's the first in the My Soul to Keep trilogy. And the two other books in it, Caleb and Arion. Caleb will be out in July, and Arion will be out in September. And this is actually, I wrote this book as a single book, but for ebook purposes, it's been broken down into three parts. But when it goes to print, it will be one single book again. So today we are having
Could you just explain that a little? Because that's something we've never really heard too much about. The three, it's been divided into three books?
Right. The book is about three brothers, Kaylin, Caleb, and Arion. But I actually wrote Arion first. That was the book that I had originally written. But as I wrote it, the two brothers, Kaylin and Caleb, who are actually, they adopted Arion. So he's not a natural brother, but it was important for them to be brothers for the purpose of the story. So after I wrote Arion, Kaylin and Caleb's stories were just screaming in my head. So I wrote those as part of the same book, but they came out to be the first two books, and Arion went to be the third book. So because the story was so long, it was around 700 pages. Into ebook, that would be very long for an ebook.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. Broke it into three parts, each brother's stories, which really caused problems for me because having written it as one single book, when they broke it into sections, the last chapter of Kaylin, the first book, had to flow. I mean, as the original book, it just went right into the next chapter, became Caleb's story. But when it was broke into three parts, I had to rewrite the entire first chapter of Caleb so that people weren't confused, because it wasn't actually a single book. It was just another chapter. And that really caused problems for me, because I was just lost going, no, that's not right, you know. And I'm trying to get a publisher. I can't do this.
Right.
It was very difficult to do, but Silver Publishing has some awesome editors, and it took four of them to convince me I could do this. And with all of their suggestions, I actually got the first chapter out, and so I am in the middle of edits with Caleb right now. I'm getting it ready to go up in July. So G.A. Hauser and I are friends, and Stormy Glenn and I are also published with Silver together, and we're published at Noble, and Noble is where we first met. So I got together with the two of them and asked if they would like to do this day with me, and they agreed, and I was very happy that they did, because both of them are bestsellers in their genre. They both write male-male, but they're very successful. They have a huge fan base, and I just wanted my name to be up there with theirs, so maybe
Shut
I
up.
So that maybe I could get
well,
some of their
like
fans
honesty. Well, see, this
to
is
say
good. See,
I
this
want
is good.
To read male-female. And then
see,
I thought maybe some of
say.
My fans would like to read their male-male, because they both are awesome authors, and I love their books. So we're all together on Blog Blast 2011. And that is blogblast2011.blogspot.com.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. See, because actually what you're trying to do is something that I talk about all the time, everybody working together. I really believe that if writers and, you know, even with the publishers and if the, you know, the producers and directors of movies, everybody work together, we'd have some really great stories and really great, you know, things going on in this industry. And I think it's time to change a lot of things, you know, liven it up a little. And I think that that's one of the reasons that you're honest and you're saying that. But the truth is, we all can help each other. And if we do that, we'll all be more successful. I mean, I think it's a great idea to help people. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's great. And
well,
that's
I think of it, you know, if I want my name to be as popular as theirs, so I need to hang out with the big girls. So that's what I'm doing.
And, you know,
you all are thin. Yeah. Wait a second. I want to live. You all are thin. You all are beautiful, unless you prove otherwise. I want to live.
You know, that's
well,
a very interesting
part,
thing.
The middle part, I would have to argue on that one.
Okay, you know, Reed, you know, it was really, you know, I read your book. I read your book on ebook, and I read One Good Man. And I need to say something. It's really interesting, though, because you did have somebody that was not thin in this. Okay, and I thought that was a great thing, because that she found someone that just truly thought she was beautiful.
That's
but
right.
She needed to do that, you know.
Yeah,
and,
she,
but sometimes
she
it's
had
hard
problems
to do
with that.
Right, she
and,
had a lot.
But, you know, I grew up like that. I've always had problems with my body image, and I was born a big baby, and I've always been overweight and fighting the weight battle all of my life. And I had parents who did not help that. I had a thin sister. And I remember one point when I was starting the ninth grade, going into high school, which is a really big deal when you're 14 years old. And we went school clothes shopping, and my sister was in seventh grade. And my mom said, only the skinny, pretty girls get new clothes.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Yeah. And that has stuck with me, that I was not pretty and I was not skinny. And that because of that, I didn't deserve the same things that the pretty skinny girls did. And it took me a long, long, long time to get past that body image.
Well, I think
and
you did in your book. I think you did in your book.
It.
In your book, you did it.
Yeah.
You would,
and
that's true.
Books
issue.
Are very good way, can be very cathartic in some ways. And, you know, being, you know, the fat girl or being the geeky girl or being, you know, whatever your problem or your self-imagined problem is, you can work through it in writing books. And I think that's one of the best things that I do for myself.
Yeah, because I think, you know, I think people, this is one of the things that I feel that, you know, after talking to lots of people, and I do think people think that romance books are not what they really are. I mean, romance books have good stories. I mean, regardless of what type, it still is a story, you know. And I noticed in this book, you know, that I think people think, oh, it's a sex book. It's not. You have several sex scenes, I think three or four of them, but everything else is the story. So people are missing out on stories just because they go, oh, it's a romance book. Or it's all, you know, and that really, that's why, you know, I really would like to, I'm going to start reading a lot of these. That's why I want people to send them to you, because I think the market needs to be changed in a lot of those respects, because I think a good story is, well, that is what my name of my show is, a good story is a good story, because it was a good story.
And well, if you look at things like what G.A. Hauser writes, now I admire G.A. because, did you know, she used to be a Seattle cop, and that just amazes me. And so she's got all of that to draw on for her stories, and her stories reflect that. They're absolutely great.
Right, because we take from what we had before, and that's really, you know, so that's one of the reasons that I do like, you know, this genre, because I really feel that people for a long time aren't delving into or reading these books because they're thinking, oh, they're a certain way, and it's not true. And you also, in this book, you also, a senior citizen is in there. And so
I always have the senior citizen because that's me.
Well, okay, but you know what? There shouldn't be, you know, I'm a very big advocate of that age doesn't matter, because my grandmother was 101 when she died, and she always believed in just doing and whatever you do, but don't say your age. And I guess I get it now, because it didn't really matter, because up until 101, she was still who she was. And I think that that's one of the things that people say in Hollywood, and that's one of the things that I actually decided that the other day I was talking about it, and sometimes you know how you're talking, you go, well, I thought of this one thing, is that I think I'm going to try to explain to some of these producers that I do have a lot of screenplays, which I do, and books from other authors that I represent that are over 40, and there's a lot of actresses, actors, that are they're over 40, and they need roles. And so I want them to be able to come to me. I mean, I've been doing this for 15 years, over 17 years, and I think that it needs to be addressed. I mean, Meryl Streep gets a lot of roles because she just keeps going out there. And I think that, you know, the age shouldn't matter of the writer. It doesn't matter. And that's
right, and look at all of the, you know, the actresses that I grew up with. They're all in their 40s and 50s and even older now. And I love them. And Diane Keaton, she's done several movies in the last couple of years. And I think she's awesome. Marcia, we have a caller. Let me.
Okay. Hello.
See if I can get them on. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Caller, are you there? 918 area code?
That's me. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Susan Wierema.
Hi, Susan. How are you, hon?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're great. Do you have a question for one of us?
Well, I am a great fan. I've talked to both to Stormy and to Miss Hauser, and I just got Kaylin and hope to read that later today. And
thank you.
That I enjoy all of you.
Thank you. Hi, it's Marcia. Hi, it's Marcia. How have you been reading romance books for a long time?
No, actually, I've been reading up until recently. I wasn't able to read. Stormy knows my story, but just since November, I've been reading e-books and got into the genre of this area and. I enjoy it tremendously. The storylines are great. The series where it continues on, just in the same. I put it up with like Suzanne Brockman, her series, Troubleshooters. I just think that this area is just as good as the written printed books and. I enjoy it tremendously.
Yeah, I think it's getting very popular now, the e-books. I, you know, I actually wasn't sure about that, but I got an iPad, and I'm telling you, I really love it because it's clear. I can see. It's just great. I mean, it's really good. You don't have to carry it around. You know, you don't have to carry books around. And I think it's going to be a lot bigger than people even imagined it to be. And you know, I think in the romance genre, I think really that's one of the areas it's really booming in because a lot of authors, as the three we have on, are doing very well with it. And GA, do you want to talk? GA, I think you talk a lot about that, too. I mean, you're very successful at this, thank goodness. And, you know, what made you decide to do this?
To do ebooks or just to write in general?
To do both. To just write general, you know, general and all, you know, you just decided. But it's not the question that you and Storm, I mean, you've written so many books. It's amazing that all of you have written so many books in a short period of time.
It's obsessive. Sorry?
It's obsessive. If I don't sit down and type every day, my fingers itch. It's obsessive.
I hear you, Stormy.
God, a woman after my own heart. I've only been writing for 35 years, and I've got to get on the keyboard every day. When I was in the hospital a couple of years ago, the first thing I asked for was my laptop.
Yeah. It's important.
It is more than important. I take 2 days off, 3 days off a year, and everybody says, "Why don't you take a vacation?" I said, "I work on my vacations."
Yeah, I know.
My laptop is Vegas.
I'm sorry?
Well, I took my laptop to Vegas.
At the
Romance Writers
Convention?
I took mine everywhere, too.
Well, I think so. Yeah, I think that's, yeah. Isn't that why they invented them, that we could take them? We're not,
I was actually there on my honeymoon.
I'm not going to comment. I'll be good.
I'm not either.
Now let me ask you ladies something. I don't know if you heard about the LA school libraries all closing, and they, you know, basically they want the librarians because people are going to e-books. They don't think they have the use for the libraries in a lot of the LA schools.
They're closing them, really? Oh my God.
They're closing them. Yes,
that.
The article was in the LA Times yesterday.
Mm. Well, you know, I know that some of my books have been bought by libraries who have gone to picking up e-books for the libraries.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they don't think that it's possible for the schools to have e-books in their libraries.
Yeah.
Well, Go ahead, Bennett.
No, it just to me, when I read this, I was so upset because, I hate to say it, I grew up in the library. I went and talked to librarians. My education is more than street smarts. I learned more from librarians showing me different books and education, and now in schools they're losing a lot of that. They're closing the school libraries because they have computers.
Well, I have to tell you, I worked in a library in Bishop Stortford in England, and the libraries don't just give out books. They did a heck of a lot more to the community. You know, they taught senior citizens how to use computers. They had story time for children. So that's just a shame to lose them.
Who was that?
That's in L.A.
GA, okay.
No,
so
I'm saying I worked in U.K.,
No,
library.
I'm saying the libraries are in Los Angeles,
yes,
LA.
Yes, I know. I heard you say that. But I think it's a shame.
I think that one of the things is I think that people have to start realizing that life has changed and they can adapt themselves if they try to figure out some, like I come up with new ideas every day. People, when I go in my office, they go, it's like I don't even want to think about how many ideas I have. But the fact is, I think they can start making some, you know, they can start having more authors there. There's a lot of things that libraries can do and to keep people involved in the libraries, but they don't, you know, and the same with the bookstores are going to be gone if they don't start changing things.
Yep,
so, you need to move on and do, you know, everything has changed, but some of the things are still the same, and that's why a lot of those things are not successful because they're not changing at all. You know, and I think we need to do that, and I think as writers, that's one of the good things about the blog talk, radio shows. There's thousands of them. I think there really are a lot of radio shows, and I think I've mentioned this all the time, is that I think that everybody is learning, writers especially, we now have a different type of audience and we listen to each other. And I think that's a good thing because you can take 20 authors and all of us have different ways how we write and different things, but we love writing and we want books to be out there, e-books or however, you know, as long as people are reading. And I think, you know,
exactly.
for me, because now there's when Kindle came out, it was just one, but now there's a lot of e-readers. I mean, there's just all different kinds. You can read them on your computer now, books. So I think, you know, I think they need to change along with all of us change all the time in our books. You know, I mean, this is to me what's happening. Stormy, do you feel that, I mean, you're writing for like 2 years, but you've written all these books. How do you feel about that? I mean, do you feel like with the e-books have taken over, or do you think that they can probably do something with, you know, all these writers so they're not out there closing things?
Well, I definitely think that e-books are the new technology with all the internet stuff that's going on and people's need to have instant gratification. But I also believe that there's something, I can't think of the right word, but almost sacred about holding a book in your hand.
Yeah.
My office is lined with bookshelves that have books on them, whether they're research books or books I just want to hold and read. I still go to used bookstores. I still go to the library. I see GA's books in the used bookstores all the time.
Well, that's good. See, that's good then that you do all that. And see, that's a good thing to let people hear, that you don't just like, I like libraries, too. That's really when I wanted to write children's books. I would sit down and take, like, 50 children's books and just sit there and read and just see. And so things would come in my mind. And I need to do that more because I do think a library is a great place to even work. Sometimes I write longhand a lot of times. And then I go right on the computer. But sometimes it just flows better if I'm not thinking about what I'm doing, and I just kind of write it down, and then when I go to the computer, it becomes a real story. And a lot of people write that way. So I think that, you know, all of these things that are changing, I think they, you know, it's really sad that they're going to close things, like a library. I mean, a library, whoever thought that libraries would be closing? I mean, this is unheard of.
Ray
Bradbury.
That's true. That was one of the things that was brought up many, many years ago by some authors who saw the new day coming. But it's still hard for me to believe that a library, especially a school library, would be closed.
Those
kids
amazing.
Need those books more than anyone I can think of.
I'm also not quite sure why there has to be a competition between the both. I mean, I understand that e-books they're quick, they're simple, you can get 2,000 e-books on a reader, but there's, you know, there is something to be said about print books, and you know, a lot of mine come out in e-book and print, and I don't see why there necessarily has to be a competition between one or the other.
Now, does it come out first in e-book or first?
They come out first in ebook, and then depending on the publisher, a couple, 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that, they come out in print.
Everybody wants to. Let me try to answer that question because I've seen the change in the audio industry and in the book industry. When I first started in the audio industry, everything was either on record or cassette. Then it moved to CD. Now it's down to download. So it's just a progression, and we forgot about LPs. Those are dead, and cassettes are almost dead, and CDs are becoming the dinosaurs right now, or beginning to become the dinosaurs. It's like VHS tape. VHS tape is almost gone, unless you go to a thrift store or you go to a used place. You can't buy a VHS cassette, and a lot of the movies that are on VHS you'll never see on DVD. And now it's going to Blu-ray, so you know you lose it there too. So it's the same point.
Yeah, I'm being old, kicking and screaming into the Blu-ray genre.
Me too.
I am too. But you know what? This is Ree. When it comes to, I have to read a lot of e-books because I am the review coordinator editor for Pagan and Penn book reviews, but when it comes to pleasure reading, I want a paperback in my hand. You know, I don't read my for just sit laying around in bed and reading. I have to have that book in my hand. And I don't know if you can take an e-reader into the bathtub, But I can take a paper book into the bathroom.
Well, if it falls in, because if it falls in,
I bet you somebody has.
Well, you know what, though? Because if it falls in, you know, I don't know. Because what if a cell phone falls in, it's not really a great thing. I've had cell phones fall into the sink. I mean, it's not good. Water is not a favorite of these products, I don't think. Nobody's mentioned that. That's an interesting one.
Marcia, we have a caller on line four.
Hi. Hello.
Let me see if I can get them on here. Caller, area code 124, are you there?
Would that be me?
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Maybe not.
That could be Ludovic.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Hello.
This is our publisher from Silver Publishing. How are you doing?
Hi.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm actually just joining you guys quickly. I thought I would pop in with a few questions because I've
that's
been
good.
Listening.
Go right ahead. Hi, it's Marcia.
Yeah, I've had one or two people. I've had a few people asking me a few questions in the past, basically 2 months, about some of these authors. And I thought I would actually put these questions forward to the authors so that they can answer, because ultimately it's something that I feel that would impact them and would also have give the readers at the end of the day a bit of more of info about them and how they've come to the point that they're at the moment. For Gia Hauser, I've got one or two questions.
Okay.
I'm not going to put you on the spot. Don't worry, Gia.
I'm ready
general,
for you.
General, I know I've had one or two people asking me, you know, what it's like on the other end, on the publishing side. What made you decide to go into basically publishing your own work and taking it from there?
Well, it's a combination of things. I think I was lucky enough to have started with publishers in order to get an established fan base, and I think that's important for a new writer. But a combination of having a bad experience with a publisher and also liking to have control. When I do these books on my own, I decide when they're released, I decide the cover designs, I decide the content. You see what I mean? It gets to the point where it's your baby and you don't want it to be messed with, and you also want to have a paperback printed with each. And some of the e-publishers now are waiting to see how an e-book will sell before they'll put it in paper. And I didn't like that, so I decided just to go ahead and start the G.A. Hauser Collection LLC, and I found that's been very successful.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. The thing is that it's been happening a lot. The problem I understand completely what you're saying, and I totally agree, because I think that was one of the biggest reasons why I decided to open up Silver Publishing, because people constantly go, even the new authors go, they're Stormy. Stormy would be able to tell you. The authors come to us and they submit with us, and then it's all of a sudden they start throwing their hands up in the air, and we're getting 15,000 emails asking us, listen here, but you know, something's wrong. I'm not getting a response here, or something. I'm not getting a response there, or because they used to, or they used to a certain way of how things are done with other publishers, and we don't do it the same way, because we are there for the authors. And that's why we ended up creating Silver. But like, that's why I totally agree with GA, you know. You don't have with other publishers, you don't actually have that huge thing that hold on your book. And that's actually awesome. That's awesome, GA. I'm really happy you did that, because your books really are one of the top books that I know of. And I've seen your work out there, and I've read a lot of your work.
No, thank you.
And I have to say, I really love it. I really love it. It's part of. I definitely like your website, though.
Sorry?
He liked your website.
Well, do you know that
that's
I'm going to be part of an anthology with Silver?
Yeah, and I've actually had correspondence with one of the. With the editor in chief. She's been corresponding with me about the anthology.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And congratulations for winning the award on All Romance eBooks. You guys very much deserve it.
Thank you.
That's
thank you. No, it's It's been quite a year because it's the second one that we've gotten, you know, for 2010. And but yeah, ultimately that's the self-publishing side of it, you know. I totally agree with you, GA. It's a huge step to take if you're going from published with a publisher to publishing your own stuff. GA would be able to tell you it's a huge responsibility, but it's sometimes it can be worth it and it can't, and at the same time it's got its ups and it's got its downs. But you really need to be at that place to be able to do it. And
you have to have experience writing. Right, you can't just 1, 2, 3 open your own company.
Well, you can, but you may not be successful because you don't know how to get yourself out there. I mean, like I said, I was lucky enough to have been able to establish a little bit of a name brand, because I think if I had done it right from the beginning, I probably would not have been successful, because even the smaller e-publishers do have longer lists as far as their fan base, and I can't compete with that as far as the promotion. I do the best I can. But to be honest, I guess the timing was right for a change, and I was able to do it.
Yeah,
Now, how long has Silver Publishing been been in the business?
Silver Publishing has only opened its doors for submissions from June 1st. That's last year, June 1st last year. We aren't even a year old yet.
I interview a lot of different people, and the truth is, you know, I think it's what's happening is only because a lot of people cannot get published, and they are getting published, and, you know, in the past, a lot of publishers they've missed a lot of good books because, you know, they didn't want to take them, and so I think people now that have gone into self-publishing and become publishers are getting their work out. And, you know, as a writer and doing this for all these years, I think it's great that people are getting out there. And I think, you know, I always want people to continue to write. And with most of my clients, what's happened to them when they didn't get published, they give it up, and that's really bad. I just kept going, you know, and I have 6 books out myself, and I just keep going. And I think I may be starting my own publishing company because I am basically doing a lot of this myself now. And Michigan Avenue Media will be probably being a publisher for my own books along with other, you know, things that I do. But I think that people really should continue to write, and I think everybody here will say the same thing, that writing is the most important thing and getting the stories out to the public. So I think whichever way everybody's doing it, it's good. I mean, because people are reading. And that's what I want, and all of us want that, for everybody to read.
Well, it depends on also, romance novels are wonderful. Books in any sort of shape and form are wonderful. Poetry is great. You know, a writer needs to also make sure they keep reestablishing themselves.
Yeah.
That's something I've seen over the years.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Don't go there. I've been quiet for about almost 6 months now, so don't go there.
Well, let's say it this way. I remember when I couldn't sell anything and I had the weekly columns, I couldn't sell anything, so I wrote plays, and I got a couple of them produced. I wrote film treatments. I'm still trying to get those produced, but I diversified myself to do other things and made sure that I kept doing more things, not less things.
So if you have treatments, have you thought of finishing the school?
Oh, it's been through the ringer. I have a good agent, and it's in the development hell stage in some studios, even a couple of big name studios like Warner Brothers.
Well, that's the problem. The money, you know, they have to go out and get money because it does cost a lot of money to produce movies.
Oh, I know.
And that's why
I mentioned it this month in my Night Owl review column, A Piece of My Mind. We have a whole thing about film scripts and about Hollywood and how they're doing sequels and everything else and not really focusing
on
them.
Right. My clients, I have 12 screenplays myself, you know. And so, I mean, this is important, and I think that's why with these books, that's what I've decided to do now is try to take some of these books to the production companies, because I think that, you know, a lot of these stories could be movies, and we need some excitement out there in books and movies. And I think that in romance, I think everybody, whether they like it, believe it or not, people want romance.
Oh, by the way, Ree, are you there?
I'm here.
I loved your blog today. I really did. And if anybody hasn't seen it, they should. Mm-hmm. Where you basically learned time travel from H.G. Wells.
Yeah, I'm showing my age there.
Well, actually, you know what? We just said age
doesn't matter. Not there.
H.G. Wells was a visionary.
That brings up a question.
Okay, go ahead. You want to ask another question? Go ahead.
That brings up another question. I actually wanted to ask Ree because, I don't want anybody to get offended, but that's a general question because I do wonder about it, and I'm sure a lot of reasons ask the same thing. Many of us as authors actually have our real pictures up on our profile and stuff. And Ree is one of the, let me put it this way, Ree is a matured lady. And that's not the, like I said, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm actually asking for generality. Have you, in writing erotic romance, how do you find, do you ever find that people respond to you in a different way? Or do you ever get that weird email where people go and perhaps say to you or want to find out and say, well, you're kind of old and you're writing erotic romance, you know, what's up with that, or something like that. Do you ever get something like that? Because I'm interested because I'm going to get old too, you know, and I don't want to sit there. I'd rather just change my picture. But you know, but that's I think many people wonder about that, and how you are at that when you get to writing erotic romance. And I think some readers and some people still wonder about that, whether you get those type of responses.
Well, in my books, when I first started, I thought I was going to be older than every other author out there. I thought that I was the old lady starting.
You're not. You are absolutely not.
I find that most of the authors I've had contact with are over 40.
Yes.
And or getting close to being 40, and it's really unusual actually to find the really young writers. I do know a couple of them who are very early 20s, but I think that older women, I mean, we've got more experience, you know, we've had our kids, we've had our husbands, some of us have had divorces,
yeah,
or been widowed, we have grandkids, we know what we're talking about. And we've also used to be young, and we used to have hot rockin' sex all the time. Now, we might not do that now, but we do remember it. We remember what it was like to have hot rockin' sex all the time.
I refuse to answer on the grounds that I may incriminate myself.
Just because I need a nap afterwards doesn't mean...
Yeah, it's that, you know what, I think that, you know, really when people, you know, I think because there's so much more exposure to, you know, the writers nowadays than it was years ago, I mean, people don't have any idea how old people were, older, what age they were, how young they were, how good they looked, or how they didn't look good years ago, because you didn't, you know, someone could put a picture on a book, it could be their picture 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think authors hid their pictures type of thing. They kind of hit their pictures those years and kind of use the picture that is of them when they were 20 years old or 25 years old, you know, on a constant basis without even ever changing them. But nowadays, I brought up the question because it's these days what I realize and what I see is when you actually go and browse online, if you go on Facebook and you even check out people's web pages, their Facebook profiles and stuff, I'm talking about writers, New York Times writers and writers that not in this genre of the MM erotic genre, not just specifically MM, but erotic, you don't see their pictures. Their pictures are 10, 15 years old. Whereas it looks like with us in the erotic genre, it's a total opposite story. We don't hide who we are, and I think that is what grabs most of our readers. And that's specifically why I asked Ree, because many people, they tend to, you might get these little silly stupid emails, you know, about something like that, and you'll get the nasty one now and again, where people react very negatively towards you. And Yeah, I'm
well,
sure
that's what,
that
you know,
has happened
that's,
before.
That's,
when,
you're
you know?
Right about that. But that's what, this is Marcia talking. This is one of the reasons, like, on my show that I have decided that, you know, because I've had lots of guests, and I don't know if you heard the beginning of it, that I do feel like the romance writers, they are really a great group of people, because I, at one time, first show with them, I had too many at one time. We had 9 people at the same time. So that's why right now we're having, you know, I'm splitting people up. I'm having also William Maltese on, you know, which is, Reed told me about him. He's coming on in a couple of weeks. And I really enjoy meeting everybody, because what the one thing that romance writers have is, they have stamina, they keep writing, and they just keep going, and they're promoting themselves, and they're not whining, and they're not saying, why doesn't this happen? They make it happen. And this is, over the years, I have clients that do not do one thing. And what I've changed now lately is because I am doing all these shows, and I'm listening to all these people that are doing things that people need to do things. You can't always have your agent do it.
Yeah.
You can't always have your publicist do it. You have to do some of this yourself, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, to answer,
no,
Ludwig.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
Right. But to your question, Ludwig, when I first started my very first website blog, I used an older picture too. Not a lot older, but one that I thought made me look a lot younger than I really look. And I used to dye my hair for years and years. I dyed my hair because I started going gray when I was like 25. But lately, I just, in March of 2010, I shaved my head, and I let it grow back its natural color, which you can see on my, and I put up recent pictures of myself, because this is who I am. This is who is writing those books.
Yeah.
I am not a 20-year-old
or
20-something.
I know, we are loving your hair. Your hair is beautiful. Really, it's a beautiful, beautiful color.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I will say this, Ludwig.
I think, Ree, I think one of the things about you is, I mean, the first time I met you, you came on one of my shows for like 10 minutes, and you said you had 36 grandchildren, and you were doing this and that, and I thought, oh, my God, this woman, people say, oh, I'm tired. I'm thinking, like, how could they be tired? Listen, look at Ree. And, I mean, after that, you know, I've watched her blogs, and I've listened, you know, and she's been on a few of my shows, because I feel like this is the way a person should be. You know, and that you are that person. And that's one of the things that I like about you, is because you just come out and you do it. You know, you don't, like, hide everything. You know, you just come out and say it. And you are a good writer.
Well, this is my life is not online. My life is here in the real world with all of these kids and all of these grandkids who I just love dearly. And sometimes I'm online too much because it requires so much time to promote and all of that stuff.
It does. It does.
But, you know, that writer is a real person. It's not just a name. And I use my real name. I don't use a pen name. I thought about it in the beginning because, you know, I wanted something really snazzy and attractive. And so I thought, well, what could be more attractive than putting my real name on there that no one can pronounce?
Right, exactly. Look, you know,
I got a better one for you. I got an email a couple of weeks ago from this gentleman that read my column in Night Owl. And he says to me, he says, what's your real name? Because I don't, Bennett Pomerantz must be a pen name. I said, no, that's the name I was born with. And so I understand exactly what you're saying, but it's like, no, that's my name. He says, and you really live in Maryland? I said, yes, and I really live in Maryland. And yes, I really do newspaper columns. And yes,
right.
I do. But it's like they expect you to have they expect everybody to have a pen name.
Well, right, but I think that's okay if that's what they want to, you know, because actually, you know, it shouldn't matter. It's really what matters here is the book and what the person
well,
does.
Well, you know, I do know some people who use pen names. I have one friend who uses a pen name because if her family knew that she wrote erotic romance, they would probably kick her out of the family forever.
So she
does that just to be able to do what she does without offending her parents and her pastor and all of the other people in her real life. And for that, you know, that's fine for other people. And she's very young, too. So so that's really good for people who want to use pen names. They've got their own reasons. And I don't have a problem with that at all. But just as for me, you know, I'm 12 years old. And I am who I am. And I'm not going, you know, eventually, as you know, Marcia, you get to an age where you don't have to defend yourself anymore.
Right.
And it's just such a freeing place to be to say, you know what, this is me. If you don't like it, there's the door.
But you know, I just think
I have you as a friend on my friends list, Ree. I'm glad you're my friend.
I think that somebody, and you know, GA, I wanted to ask a couple because I know you have to leave at one. We're not going to stay much over that anyway. But I wanted to say, is there any particular book beside the books that you write that you like to read for, you know, if you read for, I don't know if I have pleasure reading anymore. Everything is just, I'm always thinking of working. So,
well, that's
how about
part
you?
Of my problem, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, then that answers
you know,
that.
actually, you know, I'm lucky enough to get e-books from Stormy and Ree, and I have been reading them when I get a chance, and I love them both. But you're right. I mean, between the writing, by the end of the day, after 12 hours on a computer, I really don't want to do any more reading. My eyes are shot. And then, again, I don't know.
Like a lot of my friends, will look at they say to me, they look at me and they go, what, you know, have you read this book? I'm thinking like, what? I mean, you know, they're going like, oh, it's on the bestseller list or this. I'm going like, they look at me like, why haven't I read it? I mean, well, why haven't I? Who has the time, you know? And it's like, you know, what can you say? Because you're constantly working, definitely Stormy, right, Stormy? You're constantly, you have to be. You got so many books coming out.
Yeah, pretty much 7 days a week.
Yeah, see, look at all of us. I mean, Ree, I mean, everybody. Bennett is working all the time.
The thing
we're
about it
working.
Is, though, is that I really enjoy it. It's not just, I'm not just writing to see how many books I can put out.
Right.
I love doing this.
Yes,
and, you know, having it be a career is just a benefit.
Yeah. See, that's a great thing. See, you know what? How many people can say that these days? And that's what makes it so interesting, this whole genre, because the romance writer genre, people really like what they're doing. And I think in this day and age, it's really nice to be liking what you're doing because most people don't.
What I say about the romance writers, and I always have since I write for Affaire de Coeur, is they are the ones with the most heart.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's just a job. A romance writer has a great storytelling ability and tells a great story, but they also have a partnership with their readers.
Yeah.
They don't want to ever upset their readers enough. They want to. It's a love relationship.
I think that's a great thing.
And Marcia, we have a caller online.
Oh, we have another caller. Okay. Hello.
Caller, area code 972. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Marcia, who's this? Hello?
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 Are you there?
Hi. Yeah,
hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question for someone?
Hello?
Hello.
Are you on a cell phone, maybe?
They may not, they may just, do they want to have a, did they ask for a question, or maybe they just want to stay there or talk? Or just listen, maybe.
I think they're on a. I think the cell phone is having a hard time getting through.
If it, sometimes
okay,
it happens.
Okay, well, they'll call back if they
oh,
want
to
talk.
Oh, yeah, right,
okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Stormy, did you have a special, did you want to talk about that also, or do you feel the same way? No time to read, you know, to just sit there and read other people's work.
Oh, I do take time to read. That's how I reward myself when I finish a book.
Oh.
Yes, I have a to buy list.
Oh, good. Right. That's a good idea.
A book that I like, I put them in a special file, and then when I'm all done with the book, I take the next day and just sit and read all day long.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And don't do any work and just enjoy myself.
See, that's a good idea, actually. A very good idea. Taking a
Stormy, day. Let me ask all three ladies. What is your as a writer? What is your style of writing? Do you outline? Do you just sit at the computer and just start, or do you have a basic concept, or where do you begin?
Well, usually it's just an idea of some sort, or it really depends. I mean, I wrote an entire book around a cookie sheet. It's an idea or a name that I've heard or a song that I heard, whatever the idea is. I just sit down, I figure out who my main characters are, and then I start writing. And most of the time, I find out what happens in the book as I'm writing it.
Yeah.
It's just as much a surprise to me as it is to anybody else.
That could be why your books are selling so well, because nobody's guessing, because you don't know till you're done with the book what you've, you know, how it goes.
Yeah, I really don't. I can't do proposals with any of my publishers. I have to write the book first, then submit it.
I know.
Because I never know where my book's going to go.
Right. I agree with you on this. Is Marcia. That's how I write too. I just go for it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I literally don't know what I'm writing sentence to sentence. And I get characters. I have a cheat sheet that I created for myself, and I use that to keep track of who's who and what chapter I'm in and what have you. But beyond that, I just sit down and start writing.
Well, that's a good. See, that's a good thing. Number one, sit down and write. That is number one, right? If you go, because people say, oh, I want to write, but they don't sit down and write. So, well, GA, do you want to say something before? I know you said you had to leave it because you know. And
actually, I've again agreeing with Stormy. My characters do their thing.
Yep.
I'll have like a basic premise. I've tried to write a synopsis or any type of outline,
yep,
and they are just worthless. Because
yeah,
like Stormy, the minute I start writing, they take off and do their own thing. It's kind of a bizarre thing. I don't know how she feels about it, but I think once you develop a good character, they tell you what
I
they
agree.
Want
right.
to do.
Exactly.
I think that's true. Ree, what about you?
I'm one of those people who have no idea if I'm going to write, when I'm going to write, or what I'm going
okay.
to write
All
about.
Right. There we go. Right.
Yeah, it just sometimes
right.
I will... Melba does not, she's getting old, and sometimes she doesn't do her job. Melba is my muse, by the way. And sometimes she goes on vacation without me, and it's just really, really difficult to tie the old Biddy down. So when I do, and she'll tell me, she'll give me maybe a character, and it'll roll around in my head for a few days,
yep,
and then she'll give me maybe an idea for a plot, and then I'll go, okay, I can do this without you. Thank you very much.
See,
that's
the thing. Yeah.
Do say hello to Melba for me, though.
Oh, I will when she comes back. I think she's in Rio right now. I haven't seen her in a while.
I thought she was at Carnival. She sent me a postcard.
Oh, you get a postcard, I get nothing from her. You see what I'm talking about? She has no respect for me.
See, you know, this is one of the things that I always say, and this is one of the reasons sometimes movies are the way they are. We have to send into production companies log lines, which is two sentences, or a synopsis. Now, I have read thousands of synopses and thousands of log lines. And as far as I'm concerned, that is not a writer. A writer, you have to read the script, okay? They want it to jump out on the page, okay? If you send a log line, it should jump out. It doesn't just jump out. The story does. And that is why you see a lot of movies, because they go, oh, this is a great idea, but then there's no story. Because I am a writer that does believe that you have to have a beginning, middle, and end. And one sentence cannot tell it all. And that is one of the things that should be changed, is people looking at more scripts, the entire script, not just the synopsis, because that's what they go out and try to get money with. They need to read the script and see if the script is even good, because believe me, some of them are not good. And they're, you know, and the first five pages might be okay, and then as you go on, there's absolutely no story. So I think that listening to everybody today is a good thing for people to hear out there, that you need to finish your story. Because I'll say to people, can you finish that story? They go, oh, yeah. Then do it. Because you cannot expect someone to believe that you can finish a story, because we all know as writers that sometimes you can't. And you say, you know what, I don't like this story, and you move on.
Well, do you have any idea how agonizing it is to take a 40,000-word book and put it into 500 words of a synopsis?
Right.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd rather write another book.
I know. See, that's the thing. That's exactly right. Right. That's what a lot of people say the same thing. You'd rather write another story, because I find I constantly am changing log lines, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, to me, they all sound trite, no matter who they are. And so I really like people to read the script. So I tell production companies, look, let me just send the script. If you don't like the script, throw it out, but at least look at the script. Don't expect to get from one line what I got from reading that person's script. So I like to change things. I think it's fair. I like to feel that it's fair, that if they say no to someone, it's because they really didn't like the story, not because they have to read 120 pages of a script, because that should be telling us we don't have good movies, and as all of us know, we do not have a lot of good movies out there. And I go every weekend. And some weekends lately, I go like, is there a movie? So that's why I think some of these romance stories, and there's certainly enough TV out there with all of cable stations that to be able to do more romance stories, because that would be a great audience. Romance, it's a great audience.
It's a huge audience.
Huge. Huge. And they're taking, you know, and they're taking the, I have no idea why they're taking a lot of the soap operas off, because there are so many loyal fans. And if I
well, the soap the soap operas are more expensive to produce than a talk show. A talk show costs XYZ amount of money, and it's a lot cheaper. That's why they NBC screwed up with the Jay Leno show, not the Tonight Show, the Jay Leno show, because they thought, hey, we can do a talk show 5 days a week and save a lot of money. And they're going to find that they're going to need the soap again. Either that, or it's going to go the way of the game show.
Yeah, or I'd like to do some of them, which Ree knows. I want to do a soap opera on the air, and I am going to do that. I really do want to do that. You know, even though I know it's going to take me time, I really want to do it. And Ree will be starring in one of them, right? Ree wants to act, right? Because you acted, right?
Yeah, I've been in through drama all through school and high school and in community theater all of my adult life, and. I haven't done it in a few years, but I used to be in a traveling drama troupe, and we used to go all over California and Oregon to perform, and I haven't done it in a while, and I would love to.
I could see when I was reading your book that you were describing it as you would have seen it, as a movie.
Yeah, exactly, and you know what, in Caleb... I got the one that's coming out, the next book, and My Soul to Keep. It's coming out in July, and I got my edits back, and there's a scene in there that the editor commented, this would play well in a movie, but for a book, I'm not so sure it's going to.
Well, don't worry about that. You know, before we you know, end the show pretty soon, all right, let's talk about the bonanza of what you're offering today. So let's get that. We haven't done that. Okay, about to go on the e-books. So... you want to talk about that for a few minutes before we go?
Okay, well, Amanda, GA?
Yes, dear.
I'm sorry.
I didn't do it, not me.
Oh,
no,
it's okay.
It's me.
I'm not going to explode.
Yes, okay. I call her by her real name.
Yep.
You have some books that you are giving away and books that you've got for 99 cents today, and what are those?
I think the books that are listed to be given away, there are two paperbacks that are going to be signed. One is Of Wolves and Men. The other is In the Dark. And I'm also going to be giving away a signed poster of Wolves and Men. I think it's 11.5 by 8. It's not enormous. And one PDF free book of My Best Friend's Boyfriend, which was my last release.
Right.
Which I read and was very, very good.
Thanks, Stormy.
Okay. What's the name of that one?
Nobody sent me a copy, so I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
It's called My Best Friend's Boyfriend.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And what book do you have out for 99 cents today?
Oh, that's actually, I think it's one of the ones the ARE produced for their Heart Association, an exchange of hearts. So it's Strangers with Candy. Or either that or it was their promotion for Valentine's Day. I can't remember. They do so many.
I think it was Valentine's Day because I did read that one.
Yeah, that one's on, I think it's on your website now, Ree, for the blog.
It
today.
Is.
Yes.
Yeah,
so there's a link
right
there.
It's at blogblast2011.blogspot.com. All of the giveaways are there, and if you follow that blog, you will be automatically entered into the drawing for the grand prize, which we will do tomorrow. Also, if you go to Erotic Promo, which it is listed on the blog as well, that's my Yahoo group, and we will be posting excerpts and book covers and that kind of thing, and you could also win that way. You can go to the blogblast2011.blogspot.com, and there's a list of blogs where you can go to and leave comments. You'll be entered that way, so there's lots of way to win. We've got lots of stuff. Stormy, what are the books you're giving away?
I have a signed copy of The Cat's Meow and a signed copy of Slave Auction, both from Silver. And then I have an e-book of my latest release, My Eternal Love.
Okay, we've also got bookmarkers. We've
also,
got,
wait, you know what, one other thing. Could you give the website for Silver Publishing? Is it, what's the website for that?
Silverpublishing.info.
Okay.
I think. Is that right, Ludvig? Are you still there?
Let me check real quick.
Silver Publishing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's silverpublishing.info.
Yep.
That's correct.
Okay,
good.
Yeah. Wow, my memory worked. I'm so proud of myself today. It works less and less as
must
I get older.
Must be that vitamin E.
Okay, we've also got bookmarkers, we've got T-shirts, we've got writing tablets, coffee mugs, chocolate, and the grand prize. Oh, I'm also giving away some signed books from Silver, written in stone, will be autographed, Deep Within My Heart. And Comes an Outlaw is available today for 99 cents, as well as Ancient Blood and Bloodline at Noble Romance Publishing. Stormy, what are your books that are 99 cents today?
Call Me Sir, which is the first book in my Sir series, and Dark Side of the Veil and Monty's Marines, which are book 1 and 2 in the Dark Court series. The My Eternal Love is book 3, which is the one I'm giving away.
Okay, and those will all be available for 99 cents at Noble Publishing. And that is totally just today only. They go back up to regular price tomorrow, so if you want to fill your e-reader, do it today.
Stormy, did you have a good time today? Was it all right? Was it okay?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Good, okay. Good.
Right. You didn't pass out or throw up or anything?
Nope. I'm doing good.
Good.
Not sure I can walk. My legs are a little shaky.
We promise we won't let you take a breathalyzer.
Yeah, I know.
Our grand prize, I want to mention the grand prize, is a bag from Avon, and it's filled with all kinds of Avon goodies with a... There's shampoo and conditioner from their new hair care line, and there's mascara and a bunch of other stuff, eye cream and all of that kind of stuff, courtesy of Avon.
Do you sell Avon?
No, I do not.
I do. You know what I do? I'm like my best customer. I'm like my only customer. Nobody even knows I sell it. I've been selling it for like 15 years.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Yep.
I know. As long as you said it, I do sell Avon. You know, and it's really weird because for 15 years, and I just buy my own things. I keep going through the catalog and buying
it. My daughter, well, she's actually an adopted daughter. She's not my blood daughter, but I've just known her since she was a little kid, and I consider her a daughter. And she lives in California, and she has her Avon website, and so she gives me some good deals on it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I know. I never really talk about Avon. I'm like, okay.
So we've got all of that being given away, and so go to... blogblast2011.blogspot.com. All of the information is on there. Everything you need to do, the links to Erotic Promo and the links to GA's website, to Stormy's website, to my website, and all of the stuff that you can get for free or get for 99 cents today is listed there.
So this has been fun. I think, and let's see how this all works, because I would like to do another one. Because these things are fun, and I think that I actually think they're going to work for people. I really do, because they're going to sell a lot of books. And I think if we start doing these more, people will just get to, read books that they might necessarily not have read.
Well, I also think that it's real important to stay in touch with our readers.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They have lots of questions that they'd like to ask and to be able to talk with us.
You know what? So then maybe once a month we can do some type of a show for the romance writers, and because I'm going to be doing for screenwriters. And I think because these are the kind of shows that are fun, and these are the shows that people really want to, they have, you're right, they have questions. They have questions, and they want to know.
And sometimes our caller is back.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air. Hi, who's this?
This is Susan again. I just want to tell you I really enjoyed this, Miss Cook, and thanks for doing
it. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We thought we lost you. Okay, thank you. And we're going to be doing this. We're going to do this more often. Thank you so much for calling back. That was really nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
You can't get rid of me. I'm so sorry.
Okay, good. All right. All right. So I guess, is there anything that anybody wants to say that they didn't say?
How about just thank you very much?
Okay,
I
everybody.
Want to congratulate GA on winning Best of 2010 at ARE.
Hey, Stormy, you too.
You guys, it's unbelievable. I know all of these books. I'm telling you, this is what people should be listening to realize how successful people can get when you actually keep writing.
I have people that email me and ask me what my best advice is. This is GA, and I tell them never give up. Never give up.
Right.
Never
That's what
give
I
up.
Say all the time, and I sound like a broken record, but I truly mean it. And I don't. And actually, it's funny because I'm probably going to write. I'm going to do a romance book because that is where I started it doing. And
well, there was a column that I wrote, and I quote Jeffrey Archer. He said, "Sit your butt in the seat and just keep writing."
Right. I think writing. I mean, this is the message that I want people to really listen to, you know, and just keep writing. And I do think sometimes you know, a lot of times they might not feel they're good enough, but you know what? You get better as you write if you keep writing.
Oh, you
know, you'll never
do.
Know. Yeah, I'm a big advocate for writing, and that's why, and reading. And I think that this has been a great show, and let's see how this all goes. And I really think we should have a show every month and just try to get some of the romance people on. And if you have anything that you want to talk about or you really want to have a show, call me. You know, just call me and, you know, send me books, and then we're going to try with the production companies and put all this together so maybe we can have some really fun times out there and people will really like some of the movies that they see. And I think this should be fun. And I want to thank everybody for coming on, and I appreciate it. And Bennett, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
And so you've got the whole show now. That's it. There you
are.
Thank
you for having us.
It was great talking to all you guys.
All right. Yay. Have a good day for everybody, and thank you again for all of you coming on.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.